Hi, welcome to This Week on Channel 9. And today I have Pranav Kukreja joining me in the Channel 9 studios. And Pranav is an engineer working on security stuff.
With the operating systems group?
With the operating system group. So he's doing the more kernel level security engineering for Windows, Phone, Xbox, like whichever operating systems go out from Microsoft. So, yeah, tell us more about your work.
First of all, thanks for having me here, Nisha.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure. So I work on the operating system team, which is, it's unified across Xbox, Phone, and Windows. And so we work on the security, which is,
That's good to hear, the unified part.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a long time coming, so it's great that now everything gets to work on one platform.
Yeah.
And I work on the authentication protocols, such as Kerberos, SSL, so on and so forth. And there's a lot of actually innovation going on in the SSL space, a lot of new features and extensions, and we are driving RFC across the industry.
That's awesome.
So yeah, Microsoft is not only implementing things that need to be implemented, but it's also driving
Writing those RFCs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, request for control.
Yeah.
Request for control.
Request for comment.
Yeah.
But I'll let that one pass. So it's been fun. Yeah.
Yep. That's awesome. To have someone who's working directly on the security team and come here and talk to us. So let's go ahead with the first story. So Project Spartan, as a lot of you guys would know, we recently, like few months back or few. 6 months back or something.
I think in March, yeah.
Yeah, we spoke about IE and the Project Spartan take on it. And there is a web summit which will happen on May 5th and 6th in Silicon Valley. And yeah, we are getting engineers and partners to talk about, what we are doing, how it's going to work out, and how they can use Project Spartan and work on their, whatever they're planning for the web, and how Project Spartan can play a role. So great stuff. So if you're around and if you want to go and register for it, like Pranav was telling me earlier that there
is... Yeah, it's already apparently started. So April, I think, 14th, a couple of days back, the registration started. So you should go sign up and look at the website and get all the updated news.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited personally because, Project Spartan revamps IE and, gets new experiences.
Yes, exactly.
User,
It's a fresh approach. The engine itself is much lighter now.
Yep.
Since we are... just focusing on the future set of things and not doing so much of the backward compatibility and writing for like six different browsers. But this is awesome. And if you want to follow further about like details, I think it would be a nice, interested in Project Spartan or web, this would be a nice place to listen, tune into.
Yeah, speaking of new technologies, Skype for Business is finally here. So they announced this a while back, the rebranding.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are, it's the client will release with Patch Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But also Office, Link Online that ships with Office will actually get rebranded to Skype for Business as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be expected in May.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. And an interesting fact that I found out that up to 250 people can actually talk online with Skype for Business, even if everybody doesn't have it, which is, nice kind of, you can have a reunion online with, 250 of your friends. So,
We should do that with some of our friends in Microsoft, but But that's an awesome thing. And also we have been dog-fooding Skype for Business for a long time now. It's really interesting to hear this announcement. And
In fact, they have a KB article on the blog, so you can download it right now and start playing.
Yeah,
with it,
start playing with it, and it comes as a I think as part of Windows Update if you're using Office 2013. So great stuff. The Azure Media team has been doing a lot of great, awesome stuff. They did live streaming of NBC Olympics, NFL
Super Bowl,
and all those great stuff they have been doing. And they are leading in this space of live streaming. And now they have announced Azure Media Player. So you can have your content in different formats, streaming formats, HLS, Dash, Smooth Streaming. And you can see what the content looks like in this Azure Media Player. So they also have like a link where you can actually go and see what there's a small video, and also the video itself is hosted on the Azure Media Player.
So oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Azure Websites and then, you know, Azure Media Player. So it's like an HTML page with the player in it.
I think it's a really nice way to see the data and the video content that you've been uploading, and make sure you can also support it across all devices, because I think it's cross-platform as well. So
you believe what you see.
Right.
Yeah. Just like how you're building a user interface, you want to see what it looks like. Yep. And like if you're doing anything with content, media content, and applying DRM, putting advertisement and stuff, you can actually, if you can just see what it looks like in a player and test it, it's a nice thing to have. And of course, you can do it on various devices because of the streaming protocols that we support.
Yeah, and speaking about cool things, we have cool extensions with Visual Studio. It keeps coming up with new and interesting stuff.
Yeah.
We have a Release Explorer, which you can track your releases across
all the releases in one place.
Yeah. Yep. And you can abandon some, and you can reconfigure some of them.
Yep.
And they have something called Project Hero, which is it simplifies the whole shipping of products and all your views in one place, especially the output windows.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to see what's going on and what's building, and now you can see it in a better view.
Yeah, and also this particular blog post is written by a person who is using a lot of these cool extensions, and then talking about it as part of Visual Studio, what you can do, and nice blog post if you're doing a lot of continuous integration, deployment, build. Release management, and there are certain tool sets that you're looking for, then this is the article where you will want to know what are the various extensions and tools available within Visual Studio to help you do that.
I found a cool extension called Gitflow, and the name was pretty interesting to me, because the first time when I heard of the source repo replacement called Git, I actually called it JIT, and my colleagues were laughing at me, because basically that's a British slang for an unpleasant person, so we don't want that. So it's called Git.
That's a funny story. Yeah. Was that your first year in Microsoft?
Probably, yes.
Okay. And talking about agile development and also application lifecycle management, there's this free ebook that anyone can download, and the ALM, the Application Lifecycle Management Ranger, is like a community of people who are interested in this space, have shared the best practices in this book. So you can go and download this book and read how they're using Visual Studio Online and applying their, working on their agile open source projects, and what are the best practices they have shared. And also the dog footing experience that I was talking about earlier is how do you do that? And use community, maybe your internal employee community to actually help you build a better product without it.
That's pretty interesting, because I think the operating system group is actually moving to a more agile environment, and it's catching up with the rest of the industry. So I'm going to definitely download this ebook and
share something with their team. That's really awesome, and it's it's a huge company. Different people, different groups, work differently, and it's really interesting to hear such things from a different group. That's awesome. So
speaking of books, there's another book actually on ASP.NET, the Model View Controller, and it's succinctly explained how do you go about designing this pattern and keeping the data views and the logic clearly separated. So that's pretty useful for someone who's developing these modern applications and using HTML5 and and especially jQuery, which is one of the most popular JavaScript libraries. So now you can directly use the queries and build your
That's awesome. Yeah. So they also talk about jQuery integration, how to use jQuery in this model view controller pattern. And I was also talking to you about what design patterns does your team use?
So that's also interesting, because we've been largely based off C code, and it's most functions and and we're somewhat now moving to C++ and more design patterns, factory design pattern for singleton classes, etc. So it's been slow, but I think we are progressing towards that. But we're no longer we're not as far ahead as using MVC.
MVC, That's yeah. awesome. Like, if I create a ASP.NET project, the first thing I do is, like, you know, create, it will by default be an MVC project. Yeah. It's awesome. So, so last week we spoke about the build tour. And the build tour that the group of people who are actually working on the demos for the build conference, they're doing a tour all around the world. Yeah. And today we'll talk about the crew of build, that is the people who come to build conference and pass or have come to pass build conference, can yeah. like meet and chat and drink and go yeah, to the happy hours.
Basically go for happy hours and like after parties. But
yeah, yeah.
I think Telerik is hosting an interesting yes. You know, party. I think they've been known to host like fun parties. So make sure you go to their booth and maybe, you know, sign up
yeah.
To get into one of those. Yeah,
yeah. So if you're around at Build yeah. and you want to go to any of the parties and events and meet, like, even if you're not going to Build, you're just around yeah. the city in San Francisco, you can just drop by for this these events and network with people.
And they'll apparently be wearing like cool crew t-shirts, so you yeah. easy to spot them and, you know, like go and talk to them.
And if I don't have yeah. one, I'll just write it on top of my t-shirt yeah. so that I'm part of the crew.
That's a way to get in.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we didn't tell you that.
Yeah. And your pick of the week.
Yeah, so I've been pretty excited about mm-hmm. NASA releasing their data online, you know, in a format that, you know, the developers can access it through APIs and, you know, mm-hmm. Different data structures. So, and also through web queries.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all this data is available to, you know, mine.
Yeah.
And who knows, you know, what interesting information people can actually, you know, like mine out of it. And we might be seeing the, you know, the next interstellar, like, journey planned, you know, by just mining this data and discovering something that, you know, we've been missing. So
that's really awesome. Yeah. And I didn't know that they're exposing the data through APIs, but you can, like, build applications. And, you know, if they are paying for the number of hours for the API calls, and that's awesome. Like, usually you pay a fee for that.
Yeah, usually you have to pay something to access this much of data. Like,
yep.
You know, especially an example is like Netflix's data that,
or
you know,
flight tracker.
Using.
I was using that. I paid them for it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, you did?
Yeah. Because I was building a flight application that was, I could just track data where the flight is.
That's cool.
Yeah. But you can like read through APIs, you know, you can go and read the data. And this is like awesome stuff, like a lot of information out there. And my pick of the week is Little Bits. So this has been around for quite some time, and but I recently, a couple of days back, I ordered Little Bits project, one of the, I think, the starter kits. Basically, the problem we were trying to solve is connect our lights through an app on our phone or something, or just a
regular
Wi-Fi.
Light, not a smart
this
light.
Is a regular light.
That's
yeah,
the difference.
I won't say we were successful in it, but through the website and all, we heard it is possible. So we just tried, you know, first thing it came, we tried connecting various devices and seeing. So I think we're going to send the cloud starter kit back because it wasn't working. But great stuff. It's like Lego box blocks, and so you don't need to learn, you know, how to actually code against.
So even a child could probably play.
Yes,
with this.
It's for kids also. So even a child could play, and there are sound sensors, there are motion sensors. So you get all of these, and you can connect them. So you say something that controls the. Say you say hi, that controls the light socket and, you know, puts the light on or off, or and connects to your Wi-Fi and stuff.
Yeah, so especially when you're going to sleep at night and you can just say turn off the lights or
yes.
on your app or like, you know, a voice controlled app.
Yeah, I know you want to, I know you want to talk about the Amazon stuff that you bought recently.
So yeah, Amazon Echo and Echo actually interfaces with these smart lights now. So I just, you know, bought some of those lights to play around with, and it's been pretty cool. Like when I go to bed, I can just say, Alexa, turn the lights off.
Yeah.
And you know, you can use your phone app as well.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. Yeah.
And Alexa is their search engine.
Yes. Alexa is the Amazon Echo. So.
Yeah. Okay. So awesome stuff. Thank you for watching us on this week on Channel 9. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.